How many sheaves are there in a shot?
I do not know.
I don't either, so don't worry. We raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Bushels?
Bushels. What have you got to do with oats and to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash?
Uh-huh. Thrash.
A machine.
Yeah.
A machine.
If you and another man got to do a job, when you tell them about it, you'd say, you and blank. Okay. If you're not going to speak to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for blank, referring to.
For you.
No, referring to.
The two of us.
The two of us, okay.
For you and
ever say
me.
both of us or all two of us?
Both of us. All two of us, I would not use.
Okay. If some of you, if some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
Would you call names?
Here's a better. If you and your husband were going somewhere, you'd say, no one.
Jim and I.
No, let's not do that. Let's see, using a personal pronoun?
A subject.
As a subject, you'd say?
You'd say John and I, or you could say my husband and I.
What about a personal pronoun like?
She and I.
Referring to a man?
He and I.
He and I. Would you ever say him and me?
No.
I didn't think you would. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's...
Hi.
Okay, if we were sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only...
Jim, or he.
Or personal pronoun, it's only he? Okay. If it is a woman, you say, it's only...
She.
Okay. If it is two people, you say, it's...
They.
Okay. If it's a thing, you say, it's...
It is they. Now, are we saying it's only... We use an
only
preposition there. We use object.
The only is an adverb.
And that... Read the sentence.
Okay, it is only.
Yeah, it is only.
Uh-huh. If it were an inanimate object,
yeah,
you would say it. It
right.
Is only. Or it is
you'd
only.
You'd say only me.
Or only
him. Or
inanimate object. Non-living.
It.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Ever heard anybody say it?
Yes, I've heard it. And they do it. A lot of families have characteristic speech. And this is one of the things they use, it.
Is there kind of a social stratification or geological distribution for the hits versus its?
I think it's some of both. Because, you know, families move around, even if they did come out of, say, the mountainous section, they might have some of these little quirks in their language. But that might be one reason for it. But mostly, I think it would be ignorance. You know, not uneducated. They've never known. And they've spoken that way all down through generations. It's what mother did and grandmother and great-grandmother and all the way back. And you can't overcome that. That's why I stopped teaching English.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I suppose they figure if it's all right for dad, it's all right for me.
That's exactly right. And you can't overcome that characteristic in a child. You really can't.
It's odd. I guess Southern accents. Let's see. He isn't as tall as...
I.
Okay. Or as blank.
As he or she or as I.
Uh-huh. As I.
Am tall.
Okay. Or as I am or as I be.
As
me.
Not me for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. You could maybe use the subject subjunctive or something like that.
It has to be very subjunctive to use me.
Subjective.
I could just hear somebody say the crack
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as tall.